Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show that's on in the morning.
We've got one of the most packed shows we've ever had on this morning.
So, David, be quiet.
He almost said it.
I heard it.
But we're doing good. We're on a streak this week. We're on a one-day streak this week of being very good at doing a show. So we're trying to keep the streak alive. Yeah, man. It's gonna be a big one. We got a lot to talk about here. We're learning more about the plane crash.
Yeah.
From Friday. We're learning more about why it may have happened. There's a good Samaritan involved in helping in this situation that we're learning about too, which is really cool. Oh, man, the blue house on Volato Beach. Did you see it went up for sale?
I did. You made a big stink about it.
I didn't know if Troy saw any of that.
Oh, no, I saw it, and I saw someone scold you.
Oh, did I get scolded?
Yes.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
A realtor took it all serious.
Oh, she did. Oh, yeah.
Was that the one?
Stop it. No big deal.
Was that the one? I thought this was a news network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cry, baby.
You got wrong.
Oh, yeah. We see what we want.
Yeah, your name wasn't Karen. I was wrong too.
Yeah.
This is our house.
So yeah, we'll talk about that. That's going to be an interesting sell. Troy, as a real estate agent, can you show that house?
Yeah.
Can we show that house?
If we had a slingshot, a catapult to throw people to it.
I'd be scared.
We could have it, you had to do that rope climbing thing in gym class, right?
Oh, yeah.
Throw up there like back.
Yeah, like hang upside down.
rappel up.
And shimmy over.
Do you get a safety cord for every showing? You know what I mean? You're like connected to something.
Yeah.
Have to be able to shimmy.
Oh, yeah. And shake. No, don't.
No shaking.
We will talk about that. We've got just breaking news this morning, by the way.
Oh.
We've got a sneak peek, exclusive sneak peek, at Ric Flair's appearance schedule.
Yes!
Nobody else has this, by the way. You're not going to find this anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. Let's see, what else we got? I can't wait to talk about the worst city to drive in. This is going to surprise no one.
Oh.
And a local barbecue spot getting some recognition as well. A lot more, too. We've got more than that. So it's going to be a fun show. Let's start it off by telling you that our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln been serving the St. Augustine area for 74 years in the Northeast Florida area, really. For three generations, their team at the dealership have grown to meet the needs of our amazing community. The Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16 is filling back up with inventory. It looks great out there. From Ford and Lincoln, along with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. They've got the state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership is complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those Jiffy burgers. Or, one of the other burgers, whatever.
No, Jiffy, that's it. It's all you're allowed.
I know. Well, that's why I kind of mumbled the other ones. Yeah, you can get the other one, too.
They have great food.
They have great chili, too.
Oh, yeah.
Good drinks.
Onion rings, banging.
Onion rings, fire.
Ooh. And where can you find tater tots? Not a lot of places.
Right?
Yep.
Tots. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles and anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln is ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They're Bozard Ford Lincoln. They are the local dealership, and they're driven to inspire. Also got to give a shout out to our friends at Knick Knack Creative.
Woo.
They can help your existing business, your church, or organization by bringing new life to your staff through intentional team development or providing temporary staffing. They do new branding. They can help you with merchandising. They can bring new life to your clients, members, and customers by, again, intentional engagement and unbiased data analysis to prove what your next step should be to take your business to the next level. Really, what all that means is they really take a look at your business, figure out exactly what you need, and they help you put the pieces together. They make it happen for you. Experience matters. What can you create today with Knick Knack Creative? Don't let your creative ideas go to waste. Check them out at knickknackcreative.com and see what they do. Just check out their website. It's a beautiful website.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous.
I would encourage you to just go there and look around, because they really can change your life in so many ways. It's pretty cool. KnickKnackCreative.com.
Get your business assessment. Give them a call.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Yeah, man. It's easy. Also, a big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Willow and Main, Chiba Hut, Totes and Tubs, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Mama Thrive, and Cockadaddle Doo. Gotta get this restaurant.
Sorry, we were off.
You're such a limp noodle on this.
We're off sync again.
And he's trying to tell people to get it in a restaurant, which is a nice thing to do.
It is. Yes. Get it in your restaurant.
We love Wes.
And put it on your table at your house.
Yeah.
You look a little crooked on the camera.
It's crooked.
Well, it's crooked. See, I'm such a stickler for, like, everything needs to be, like, I'm very OCD. Like, everything needs to match.
I'm too.
That one corner over there has so much more space in it than the other corner.
Oh, that's what you're talking about? I thought you were talking about our cameras were crooked.
Oh, okay. Framing them in.
Framing's not right.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't me, so.
Blake's like, no, don't blame me. I'm just filling in.
It wasn't me.
I gotcha. It just threw me off because I'm weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird.
Are you talking about my side or your side?
You're eccentric.
Now that's all I'm going to see. Damn it, Keita. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's all anybody's going to see.
That's all I'm going to see.
I've been meaning to set rules for our framing here of the cameras. We need to have it so actually the corners are not showing. I'm going to write up a whole rule thing.
Oh.
So that everybody's head gets like this much space between their head and the top.
We've got a measuring tape.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I know. Now I'm stuck on it. That's your fault.
My bad.
I'm trying to get by it.
Let's move on. Too cool.
Look at the screen again.
Don't look. All right. Just eyes on the road.
Troy, question of the day. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, it's Tuesday.
It is.
It's almost the weekend.
It is
almost the weekend. Doing great. It's going to be a great week.
It is. Yeah. Good.
We're holding on to that.
In the booth.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good.
All right. Question of the day. The question of the day is, what's the most intense childhood game?
Ooh, okay.
Like, and I'm a Gen Xer, so I played different games than you guys did. I think
not a Gen Xer.
I am a Gen Xer.
How are you not a Boomer, Troy?
I'm not a Boomer.
I'm trying to sneak into the Boomer generation here.
We've had this conversation.
In like 62 or 63.
He's right
I'm
on
born
the line.
In 67. I'm not even on the line.
Oh, you don't consider that on
I'm
the
like
line?
I'm like 3 years in.
Well,
all right.
So well. Cool.
I'm a Boomer. My parents are Boomers.
Boomers got things to say.
I think your parents are from the unnamed generation.
the greatest
they didn't even start.
The greatest generation.
Wow.
My parents. My parents were both born during World War II. So that makes them boomers.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, wow.
Yeah. So, all right. Most intense childhood game.
Right. Most intense childhood game. I have to say, Manhunt. I got to go with Manhunt because we usually played that at night, which made it a little more intense.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Manhunt. It was like hide and seek, but like one level up. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like teenage hide and seek.
What do you play? What do you do here? Never played this.
It's pretty much hide and seek.
Hide and seek in the dark.
Yeah. Okay.
And like.
You throw things,
flashlights, and out in the woods.
Usually. Out in the woods, usually. So, yeah.
How do you get them? You shine the light on the flashlight on the person?
No, you got to tag them.
You got to actually tag them.
Oh, you have to touch things? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flashlight tag. It's fun, too.
Yeah.
TV tag. That was our intense game. Yeah. Do you remember TV tag?
Where you had to sit down and you go.
Yeah, you had to say, like, the name of a
Mickey
TV.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse!
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You can't say it again. You can't say it's the same TV show twice.
Gilligan's Island! I already said I've never played this.
Oh, yeah. TV tag?
Yeah. It's freeze tag, but, like, You
scream
sit
out.
Down
to
not get tagged. You call out a TV show.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Belvedere. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Karen said it first.
So, Dave, yours is TV tag?
That's my answer. I'm going with it.
That's not your answer for the show.
No, I know. Okay, we know. Yeah. Leapfrog.
I'm kidding. I'm not going there.
Life was more intense than that. Blake, what you got, man?
So I'd say dodgeball, but the worst feeling isn't actually playing the game. It's a feeling of being picked last.
Yeah.
Captain said it's the most special spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that feeling in basketball. The short guy never gets picked first in basketball.
Neither does the gay. Nobody wants the gay either. God.
Well, that's true.
It's all right. Just lighten the loafers there on the court. What are we doing? Skipping?
No, it was that. So I feel your pain, Blake.
Mine's Red Rover. They don't even allow you to play it in school anymore. And what it was, you guys ever play Red Rover? Red Rover, Red Rover, send Davey right over.
Yeah, you had to like crash.
And it's where you stand like with your arms like this, and you have to run and you have to try and break through their arms.
Oh, right. Right.
I didn't like this.
I was a pretty athletic kid, but like if I played with older kids, they would just clothesline me because I was always so tiny. I literally remember getting flipped upside down, like playing Red Rover with like fifth graders in third grade, and I was like the smallest third grader.
Ah.
You know, so it was. They don't even allow you to play it anymore. It's like legalized clotheslining kids.
Wow. So. Okay. All right. Yeah, we played tackle football a couple times in school, and they nixed that pretty quick too.
Mm.
Yeah,
tackle football, no bueno.
Oh, yeah.
Seventh grade, yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Kill the man.
But, like, two-hand touch was actually a little aggressive, though, right? You know? Well,
kill the man with the ball was probably up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
I don't know that one.
So,
kill a man with a ball?
Yeah.
Ayamala. That sounds terrible.
So whoever had the ball got destroyed and tackled by everybody. It wasn't like you had a team. It was like everybody attacked you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So kill a man with the ball.
Yep.
I'm changing my answer. Good call.
Okay.
Good call.
All right, man. I'll be looking forward to see what our people have to say there in the comments today. Should be some good ones.
Yeah.
It is now time for a quick check of the weather, Troy.
It's going to rain later.
Quick check of the weather brought to you by our great friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com or gerealty.us.
Yeah. I didn't say it was going to rain at 6:14. I didn't say it, but I didn't say it.
You tried to. You tried to. I hope I talked over you.
Hope it snuck in there.
What?
Definitely got the first number.
I mean, I didn't say 6:14.
We now go high above the skies in the city of St. Augustine, where Blake has our traffic report. Blake!
Yeah, unfortunately, Jerry partied too hard with Clay last night.
Okay. Too hard of partying. Got it.
Almost doesn't count. Yeah,
right. It was all right getting here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was all right.
Okay.
It was all right.
I had a bus. Oh, I know.
I had somebody flip me the bird.
Really? That's a blessing.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay. You're anointed. It's nice.
Not you.
These people are paying attention to you, you know?
Yeah.
They could ignore you.
I was just waving with one finger.
I lost all my fingers.
Yeah. I got the, and then the finger.
Ooh.
And then the finger. It's like, I'm driving good out here, stupid.
Yeah. You saw my blinker.
Yeah.
I do use my blinkers all the time. They're very blinker.
I do not.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm a non-blinker guy.
At least have the courtesy to use the blinker.
You're a non-blinker guy.
I'm coming over.
We now have two questions of the day now.
It could be three if you watch your mouth.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to start with this one here today. We're going to start with this one. Davey's got the exclusive here for us today. We've got Ric Flair coming to town.
Yes.
I know Blake's a little excited about that, I think. And I know Sebastian's pretty excited about
Sebastian is stoked. He is our 904 wrestling specialist, and will be giving us some coverage if you guys don't want to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will he be giving us some coverage, or are you just trying to obligate him to that?
No, I have it in writing in my DMs. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wonderful. That'll making be sure. Awesome. Okay.
So, yeah, he'll be, let's see, what is this one? The Jack's Beach Move Store, Thursday, April 13th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. And then my buddy's store is Bobby. He manages the Orange Park store, and that's at 3:30 to 4:45 p.m. over in Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Yeah.
Okay, so he's got his own weed then, I imagine.
Yeah, it's probably with the whole Tyson thing. Remember, they do those things together, like they do marketing something, autographs and stuff, so I'm sure he's probably got some Ric Flair blend or something,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he moves down to Orlando and Port Orange from there for day two, but just so you know, in our area, day one...
Okay.
Jack's Beach and Orange Park. There's
What's
your exclusive.
What's the date on that again?
April 13th. That's a Thursday.
Okay. There you go. So if you've ever wanted to meet Ric Flair.
There it is.
Woo! He's alive till then.
Yeah. I hope so. Well, maybe the weed's keeping him alive. That's,
to be the man.
Yeah. Calmed his ass down for a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I would have to imagine it's a sativa, right?
Right,
yeah. Exactly. Like,
energy with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely think you're not going because how much of a Dusty Rhodes fan you are.
I'm a Dusty Rhodes guy, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm an old school Florida guy.
Okay. So there you go. Plan on seeing Ric Flair. We know Sebastian will be out there.
Yes, sir.
That'll be cool. That'll be fun, man. Hey, I want to alert you guys. We talked about the missing woman again a little bit yesterday, and there will be an effort to go search for her over this weekend.
The Withaluchi Regional Search and Rescue Group is doing a big grid search this weekend in the Ocala National Forest and calling for the public to aid in the search. They are looking for you, especially if you have an ATV, if you've got a vehicle that can traverse there at higher speeds than walking. That would be nice. So they're going to organize, and they're looking for help from anybody in the public who would want to aid in that search. I believe you can just look for the Withaluchi Regional Search, W-I-T-H-L-A, Withlacoochee.
Mm, with Watch a Lucci?
It's
Susan Lucci.
W-I-T-H. I just want to make sure everybody can find this.
Okay.
Honestly. W-I-T-H-L-A-C-O-O-C-H-E-E. Regional Search and Rescue Group. Get in touch with them and figure out how you can be part of that.
I'll put that in comments.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That'd you got it, bud.
All right, we're learning more about Friday's plane crash that sent two people into the hospital. Small plane that crashed in St. Augustine, Florida. Witnesses reported that the plane struggled to gain elevation during takeoff. The pilot's decision to use the shortest runway may have played a role in this crash. We talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. According to the recordings of the pre-flight communication between the pilot and air traffic control, those got released, and people were able to listen to those and figure out that he did, in fact, use the shortest runway out there. We talked about the lengths of those runways, and a couple of them are much shorter.
They're less than half.
Yeah. Aviation experts said the pilot should have used the longest runway at the airport because the short one did not have the best wind direction for takeoff.
Mm.
The cause of the crash, they say, still under investigation. They say the average size of an airplane runway in the U.S. can vary widely depending on the airport and what its intended use is. They say, for example, a small general aviation airports may have runways as short as 2,000 feet. And most major international airports have runways that exceed 12,000 feet. So we're a little bit short here on all our runways.
Yeah, we're about 8,000 on the long one.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And then also a local woman, Jennifer Fairbanks, saved the couple.
God, what an incredible!
She happened to be there at the right time in the right place.
Wow!
And she saw the plane crash and explode on impact. She acted quickly. To pull the female passenger to safety, as the husband also jumped out of the plane and into flames. He was saved by others who were there at the scene. Now, Fairbanks says she had a personal connection to the crash as her brother died in a plane accident 21 years ago.
That's crazy. Gosh.
Yeah, man. So I'm sure this meant a lot to her to be able to help somebody out of a situation like that. But
her instinct was to help.
Jump into the flames and help. I mean, how heroic is that?
You don't find people like that anymore. I'm sorry to say. I sound like I'm aging myself, but I'm serious.
Yeah, unfortunately, in today's day, you find people who would rather whip out their phone and just record it.
Right.
You know, and just say, hey, look, there's a fiery crash and not worry about anything else.
I can get likes. Get
so many views and likes and clicks on this. And this woman jumped into action. And help save.
No, it's amazing she did that, and it's incredible. You guys sound like two old guys. They just don't make people like that anymore.
It's the truth. I'm going to age myself.
There's good people. We report about good people.
Well, good.
Debbie Downers. It's a good week. Come on.
It is a good week, but.
That was amazing, yeah.
No.
Most people don't do that anymore.
No, I really appreciate people that do step up. So.
Yeah, man. That's
lead by example, honey. That was good.
Yes. So thank you, Ms. Fairbanks. Very, very heroic actions. To help people in a scary situation.
Yeah.
A situation where that plane could have exploded again at any time and killed
God.
You know? Yeah, I'm sure there was fuel everywhere. It was a dangerous situation.
Yeah, so. Man.
She probably really truly saved both of their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jumping into action like that.
Oh, boy. Speaking of jumping, that's how you would have your best chance at accessing the front door of the Blue House on Volano Beach.
Okay.
But it is up for sale.
That's a heck of a jump.
I can't believe you would post this.
That is a jump that Michael Jordan in his prime would only have a chance at making. And even then, he would have to grab on and pull himself up, man. So it was very interesting. I saw yesterday that just a couple of days ago, the house that has been said recently that they're going to repair it and bring it up to code, I guess the owner said, yeah, actually, screw that. We're just going to sell it.
We're just going to try and get $1.2 million for it. Oh, all right. Blake's got some of the pictures of the house, too. I got to tell you, they didn't even try to clean up the house, Troy. Why would they not? I guess maybe they couldn't get access to it.
Yeah, I was going to say what.
Oh, it looks beautiful. What
cleaning service they sent it over there?
They've got the Marines cleaning service. They rappel from a helicopter.
It's beautiful inside. Wow.
It's really kind of a mess inside, to be honest with
you. I mean, you got to use your imagination a little bit.
Yeah. It is. There is a lot going on there, but it was not cleaned up very well. I will say that. But again, Troy, who's going to get it cleaned up? How are you going to clean it up? I don't even know how the realtor got in there to take pictures of the damn thing.
Yeah, do you get double time on that or something?
Yeah, man. So, wow, this is going
to... Carrying like an extended ladder down the beach.
Just going to my house.
Groceries suck.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of people said. How do you get groceries in that house? I mean, you basically got to cut a hole in the floor, I would imagine. Like, drop a rope down there like Amish days. Put all the groceries in the basket and pull the rope up again.
Pulley actually, system. Pete, when I saw it, I was like, that's Pete's perfect house.
Yeah,
he never has visitors.
Nobody.
Dude, never know, right?
I was like, that's Pete's perfect house.
Yeah.
It kind of would be an amazing house. You just let the ladder down, climb up in, and you know that nobody's knocking on your front door.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. If they do, I'll tell you what, damn it, I'll answer the door. If you can make it to my front door in that house, I will give you the time. Because you put a lot of work into that, man.
Yeah. I like to talk about my Savior. What?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, Jehovah's Witness on the backpack.
Let's go.
Come on in.
Let's do this.
I got some crackers and a charcuterie.
Mandalorian Jehovah's Witnesses.
So, geez, $1.2 million. You can buy that for $1.2 million, which I guess you're really just buying the land there at $1.2 million, right? Is that land worth $1.2 million, Troy? Or?
Not to me.
I mean, from the beginning, people have just said, well, this house isn't going to last long. I worked on that house when I was
there. That's right.
Yeah. And there was another one right next to it, too, that's not doing so great.
You got
to
give the builder credit. It's still standing. It's still standing.
Yeah, man. But everybody knew from the get-go, this house has a time limit to it. It has a time limit to it, period. And that hasn't changed.
So, Troy, let's just
throw nature. Sand under it. You can throw concrete under it. It will happen again. You'll be in the same predicament again.
Finds a way.
Let's say a hypothetical. Let's say you were gifted this house, Troy. What would you do in this situation?
That's a good question.
I would probably try and immediately flip it.
Yeah.
I would not hold on to this house.
Would you knock it down?
I'm not a guy who's like a beach person anyway.
Oh, here we
go. So, I mean, you know, there's certain people that just love the beach. I'm not that person. I'm not a beach person. I'm pasty white.
All right, let's take it out of the beach. What if it was this in the mountains then?
If it was gifted to me, I would do everything I could to secure the property around it. And there is some beach renourishment going on in that area that's already slated to be there.
What, to like 2034 or something?
No, it's happening quicker than that. Okay. But I mean, it's still, you'd have to be patient and hold on to it to get it to where it would have its true value.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't do anything with it right now.
No.
No.
So do you think $1.2 million is a fair price for this house?
Well, it's $1.2 million, but guess what? You're only protected up to $250,000.
Really?
Yeah, because you can't get insurance on that house, and that means FEMA protects you up to
$250,000.
I mean, you can get insurance, but you're paying through the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keister.
Yeah.
For the floorboards that you can see from the house.
I'll tell you this. I would not sell that house to any one of my clients.
God bless you. To anybody that you cared about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
can we sell it to somebody from Jersey?
Easy. California, maybe.
California,
they're used to it. All California.
Just tell them we haven't had an earthquake here, and they're like, oh, yes, that's
absolutely
great.
Right. Yeah.
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 But yeah, I that shocked me when I saw it. Shocked a lot of other people too. Yeah. We got a lot of people shared that picture.
That was crazy.
Could not believe it.
There's someone that'll buy it.
Yeah.
Someone will buy it. Yeah, sure.
Got to have an imagination and one hefty bank account, right?
Yeah, you got to be able to take the hit.
Yeah.
If I just had money to throw away, boy, to live in a place that nobody could knock on your door would be pretty spectacular.
Pretty cool, like a treehouse.
You can build a moat cheaper than that. with a drawbridge.
Yeah, people can swim.
Yeah.
People can swim.
A lot of mosquitoes with a moat.
Do you have to stock the moat with alligators?
No.
I don't think a moat would be allowed in my neighborhood either.
No.
You don't have HOA.
You don't have an HOA.
I don't have an HOA, but I still think a moat would be a little destructive, a little weird.
Yeah, the county probably would not approve.
Right, the building permit.
Yeah, the building permit for the moat would be a problem.
Alligators, I don't think they would.
Yeah, zoological people would come get you.
Yeah.
PETA would be all over you.
You're competing with the alligator farm.
Well, they have all right. Well, there goes my dream.
Down the tubes.
Of a moat. Yeah, down the tubes. No moat for Pete. All right, man. Well, you know what we do have is gas prices.
Okay. Well, yesterday was kind of better.
Today is really not any better than yesterday.
Okay.
We've got the Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard at 329. We've got your Mobil and Circle K at 800 South Ponce at 331. Your Circle K at Florida 207 is at 331 as well. Our Sunoco at 2199 North Ponce are at 332.
Mm-hmm.
The 450 South Ponce location jumps it up to 335. Also at 335 is the Shell at 146 King. And your Owens gas station at 780 South Ponce. The Shell jumps it up to 339 at 2350 North Ponce, and your Circle K at 4564 US 1 North, 339. So that's where we're at in the St. Johns County area as of right now. Not much to say about that.
Well, it was 10 cents higher last week, so I'll take it.
Yeah. It's getting a little better. Okay.
It's going to be a good week.
To say about that.
Yeah.
All right, we got some live music coming to St. Augustine today and tonight. We got Greg Johnson at Ben 39 Wine Bar at 1 o'clock. We got Brett Blackshear at Trade Winds at 1. John Dickey at the Milltop at 4:30. Evan D is going to be at A1A Airworks at 5. We got Mark Hart at Trade Winds at 5 o'clock. Smoke and Joe Shower at Ann O'Malley's at 6. Joe Downing at Salt Life Food Shack, 6 o'clock. We've got Mike Zito and Albert Castiglia.
Okay. Wow, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. I was a little bit worried about it going into reading that last name.
Castiglia.
Cafe 11 at 8 o'clock. Salty Dog. I know I can nail that one.
Dog.
Tradewinds Lounge at 9, and then Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop, 9 o'clock as well. Davey, tell us who brought us that live music mic check, sir.
Ooh, aren't you tired of looking tired? Willow and Maine. Don't know where to go to fix your frame? Take your mug to Willow and Maine. Stephanie, Amy, Skylar, Rachel, Carly are back together at Willow and Maine. From classic highlights to hair extensions, oily, crunchy, curly, straight, limp, or wimp. No matter what, they can whip it and clip it. Willow and Maine. Don't have a hair emergency? Give them a call today and book your next appointment. Check out their latest specials on Instagram, Willow and Maine. Yeah.
There you go.
So fun.
And also,
Finest Roofing.
Yeah. I just had to get in there once on the Calvin Klein.
Everybody needs a cologne ad. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Favorite cologne. What is you guys' favorite cologne?
Great question of the day.
Yeah.
I don't wear
cologne. You don't wear?
Really?
Not even for special occasions?
No.
Nah.
Okay. No. I don't like it.
I can't say it on air, but it's Tom Ford Effin' Fabulous is the name of it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Finest Roofing.
Well, you didn't answer
yours. Didn't answer you. No, what are you, CK1?
I didn't ask the question to myself.
Aqua di Gio?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I have some of that.
It's a good one.
I would say Dolce & Gabbana is a really
good one. Okay, very good.
They have a really good cologne that gets you compliments every time you wear it.
Very classic.
Every single time. Finest Roofing. They support local charities that support local kids in addition to supporting your home. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. Johns County, the Boy Scouts, and more. They're also always looking to grow their team and would encourage anybody to come and apply with them. They can train you to be a master elite contractor for St. Johns County, and that will allow them to offer you warranties that nobody else can, in addition to giving you peace of mind that they're some of the best in the area. Fidus Roofing, you can trust them, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
And gutters.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So how many questions of the day has it been now?
Like four. We'd be on like four.
Getting to know each other.
Blake's got the tally going back.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, 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 the St. Paul's talks and tangents over here. We're not going on tangents.
Yeah.
That's right. Local barbecue spot. Getting some recognition. This is pretty cool.
Okay.
You guys are going to, I think, probably agree with this. A website called Cheapism that searches for the best products and services at affordable prices.
Mm.
Named Woodpecker's Backyard Barbecue.
Oh, cool.
The best barbecue restaurant in Florida.
Wow.
In all of Florida.
Good for them.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Love that human being.
Of course, located in the St. Augustine area, owned by Lisa Marston.
Marston! Woo!
Yep. The establishment has been serving smoked barbecue for years with a unique addition of daddle peppers that are native to the area. Of course, I mean, Cheapism is telling you about this, but we already knew that.
Yeah, we know.
According to Cheapism, Woodpecker's Backyard Barbecue lives up to its name by offering a large yard where customers can enjoy smoked meat and outdoor activities like playing frisbee. That's what it says.
Frisbee.
Lisa,
frisbee.
I want to see you play frisbee out in that yard.
Yeah, I don't see Lisa playing any frisbee.
I'll come and play with you. She's like, boy, I'm not playing no frisbee.
I can exactly see her saying that.
I love that human being.
The restaurant serves a variety of meats such as barbecue turkey, brisket, pork ribs, and sausage, along with four sauces, including their Alabama white sauce, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
And a spicy version made with daddle. They also got killer macaroni and cheese. Amazing macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
See, now that's worth the drive.
It is definitely worth the drive. Yeah. Just to get out of the fish tank and do it. Yeah.
Speaking of that, their address is 4930 State Road 13, 32092. So good job, Lisa.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's pretty good recognition.
So cool.
Congrats.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Oh, another list. Here's another. This one I love so much, and it's so obvious. Jacksonville just recently ranked as the worst place to drive in the entire country.
I hate driving
the whole country.
Oh, it's the worst, the whole country.
Yeah, over DC
and Boston,
and,
really,
and Los Angeles. Yeah. No,
oh, LA,
no,
forget it.
Over Ohio.
Well, it's mainly because they have the worst drivers. It's mainly because we have got the most dangerous drivers in this area.
Yeah. Too many Kia Souls.
Whoa! Did you see? Did you yes, know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
This video. Wow. I gotta send this.
Troy, have you seen this?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, wow, so there's a. It's in LA, I believe.
Is this LA? I sent this to somebody yesterday, and I have absolutely got to send this to Blake.
So they lost a tire, and like
somebody. Yeah. You've never seen anything like this.
And walked away.
Did like, they walk away?
Yes.
I was a little worried that they definitely died.
They all
definitely okay.
Wow. Okay. Blake, I am going to.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, oh, look, man.
Look at this.
Watch
this. Watch. Tire comes off the truck that's on the right as the Kia Soul in the left hand lane. Watch. Tire comes off under the car. You see that?
Whoa.
Car jumps about 10 feet in the air and flips.
Yeah.
And then the tire comes back and hits him again.
Comes back into the frame. Those tires never stop.
Man. Wow.
It literally hit the car again.
Hit the car again to add insult to injury. Whoa. I have never seen anything like that. Blew my mind when I saw that.
Blew my mind. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Could not believe
and okay. That. I do have that confirmation. Yes. Okay. They're okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
they're
not
fine.
Jacksonville.
No.
But,
so,
yeah.
Wow. So we're worse than that.
Yeah, we're worse than that.
Great.
Yeah. Florida's been named, Jacksonville, Florida, been named the city with the worst drivers in the U.S. This, according to a study by Clever Move. The study found that Jacksonville has an average of 10.9 driving deaths per 100,000 residents each year, which is 165% higher than the national average.
It's I-95, man.
Clever Move.
I-95 is crazy.
Mm.
Additionally, they say the city experiences 120 days of rainfall each year, which only adds to
makes it
the
worse.
Terrible
yeah.
driving conditions. They say Florida as a whole has the worst drivers in the U.S.
Because by the time people get down here, they're old.
Yep, that plays
their reaction's
role.
Not good.
Yep, they're mad. A lot of them are on meth.
Yeah.
Oh.
That plays a role, too.
And assault. Politeness. I think politeness has a big role in
this. No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's like the go-ahead. You know what I mean? The right-of-way really is out the window. I don't think anybody pays attention. I mean,
just to bring this home, I get mad at this every time I go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, because everybody's so good at zipper merging in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Yeah.
Why are you...
Bad, yeah.
People so bad at zipper merging at the Bridge of Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Take a tip from freaking Chick-fil-A and start doing this. Stop being idiots.
So put Homeboy out there with the little clip pad, and I bet you it'll all balance out.
Your turn. Your turn.
Yeah. Have a blast. Yeah.
You're not helping anybody by making the line longer. You're really not. You're making everybody's experience worse. And these idiots who sit there in the middle of two lanes to try and stop people.
That's me.
No, I will hit your car. I'll drive the median. That's me. I'll hit your car.
If you don't turn left up there and you read the sign 2 miles back,
it is rude. Get over. I will say that, yeah. And it's usually out of towners.
No.
That's another reason I don't go to the island. Just because of that.
Yeah, it's
that design.
You can be in that lane up until it says merge.
This is why you got flipped off today.
It's there for you to be in. It's a driving lane. It's a driving lane.
Raise your hand if you didn't get flipped off driving to work. Okay.
All right. I don't care. Flip me off. I'm right.
Yeah. Do you use your blinker when you do it?
Of course.
Okay. That makes it all better.
It does.
So it doesn't irritate you that somebody is obviously abusing the system.
They're not abusing the system. They're driving in a lane that they're allowed to drive in until they're not allowed to drive in it anymore.
And then
the last possible moment.
And then do you let them in when they can't drive in it anymore?
No, because he's already in the left lane, squeezing his way in there.
I let people in down there because I'm nice. I'm a normal human being.
See, the niceness, that's what happens.
Well, but we'll say though about Jacksonville, but definitely think that there's a lot of fearful people about going, like fearful people like going over bridges, and the thing my dad can't attest to that.
Yeah, I don't like bridges.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like bridges. People who work on bridges don't like bridges.
Yeah, bridges are scary.
Yeah, bridges are dangerous.
They say the cities with the best drivers. Now I'm really questioning this whole situation.
It says New York City.
Best drivers. First, New York City.
Clever move. Clever, yeah.
Yeah, they just...
They paid more for
They don't even consider lanes.
No.
They don't consider anything. Direction of the traffic doesn't matter.
But to sit in a car in New York City is so nice. Because otherwise you're on a subway. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's people to people, bumper to bumper.
Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, Boston...
Ugh, this list.
And San Francisco.
What? Oh, yeah, right.
This could be the worst list ever.
As hilly as San Fran is?
There's no one who believes this
list. No way. Sorry. Right. Clever
anybody
move.
Anybody who's traveled to any of those cities, there's nobody who believes that
Hit
list.
Hit refresh on your screen, clever move. You know, sorry.
You know why they're the best drivers? They're not moving.
Yeah.
That's it. They're not getting an accident.
Yeah.
You can't get a major accident if you're going 3 miles an hour.
But they're getting 15 in 5 minutes.
Look
at the cabs. Look at the cabs in New York. They are so banged up.
Banged up.
Yeah.
Pedestrians.
It's like bumper cars.
So there you go, man.
I guess it's just the deaths is the only one that makes you a bad driver.
The deaths and the fact that, insurance plays a role in this. So, but one of the main reasons that Ford was ranked so bad is because only 1 in 5 drivers, one in five drivers are uninsured. One out of every five drivers uninsured here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not cool.
Bad driving situations. A lot of hit and runs, a lot of bad driving situations. All right, man, we got a Volano Shoreline cleanup come to our area. Want to put this on your radar. This St. Johns County Parks and Recreation Department, the Matanzas River Keepers, and Soul Margin Fishing and Conservation are organizing a shoreline cleanup event at the Volano Boat Ramp on Wednesday from 4 to 7.
Mm.
Participants can help from the shore. They can help from a kayak or a personal boat.
Do they have supplies?
Probably.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't. So, yeah, just we make sure.
That's a good question. Yeah. You might want to reach out to the Parks and Recreation Department or the Matanzas Riverkeeper or Soul Margin Fishing and Conservation and see if they...
It's Matanzas Riverkeeper. They've got supplies. You got it. Yeah, we're good.
All right. So there you go.
Cool.
If you want to help clean up, Wednesday from 4 to 7. Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today, man?
I'm going to toil and trek through the tens of comments from the tumultuous followers.
All right. Oh.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. Wow. Yeah, I was going to say that's definitely a Bobby one there. As you do that, Davey is going to tell you about our friends at Mama Thrive.
Mama Thrive is a multicultural maternal telehealth program under the Agape Family Health that ensures women to get access to exceptional health care before, during, and after pregnancy. They provide resources and help support mothers thrive physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. Their mission is to become allies in the multicultural maternal health journey, ensuring that all women get access to high-quality health care all throughout the lifespan of the pregnancy. Check them out for more information at mamathrive.org.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Also want to shout out our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF Insurance. They've been providing peace of mind and insurance, of course, for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. They specialize in all types of insurance. They can insure your butt.
Yes, they can. Jennifer Lopez, right there. Yep.
Or anything.
Yeah.
They specialize in the areas of homeowners insurance as well. Very, very knowledgeable in those fields. They have a small dedicated staff to work directly with you. Christy Lawrenson is our St. Augustine advisor and really brings a passion and knowledge of insurance to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office, which is conveniently located in South Park, 10 minutes from everywhere, and get a complimentary assessment of your current policies, 904-794-5455. Check them out today and save yourself thousands like we all did here.
Hey, Christy, I got a house over in Volano Beach I'm thinking about buying. You want to get me a policy on that?
Okay, there you go.
There it is. Thanks, Christy. Love you, boo.
Yeah. If it can be done, she can do it. All right, Troy, what you got, man?
All right, so first off, Linda, thank you for the stars. Davey looking dapper today.
Oh, excuse me.
Looking solid today.
For the children.
Good luck to Kenny having surgery tomorrow. And Tim Goss coming up with lawn darts as intense game.
That's an intense game.
Yeah. It is.
Die.
Yeah.
Just get impaled.
But yeah. So fun. I miss that. Yeah.
It's catching the darts that hurts.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. All right. What do we got for Stornham stats, sir?
All right. So on this day in history, 1979, Three Mile Island had its, it's called a Three Mile Island meltdown, but it didn't actually melt down. What happened is it started to overheat, and the people running Three Mile Island, reactor number two, didn't know what to do, and they shut off the system that allowed it to cool down.
Mm.
So it was 100% human error. And there was a lot of kind of hiding and doing this stuff. No one actually died immediately that day, but there were some people that worked in the factory that got sick from some of the radioactivity.
Ooh.
And a lot of people don't realize that Jimmy Carter was president at the time, and Jimmy Carter was actually a nuclear engineer. People think of him as a dumb peanut farmer.
Yeah.
That's how he's remembered in history. But he's one of the smartest presidents we've ever had.
Really?
He graduated from Annapolis. He's still alive today. But he was a nuclear engineer, and he went there to calm down everybody and, like, walked around to show them that it was safe. And that kind of brought down the whole intensity because people in the area were, like, just evacuating, like, thinking that it was going to be, you know, and it ended up happening at Chernobyl. But, I mean, it was not like that. It was a human error that created it. If it would have went on another hour, it might have went into full meltdown.
Wow.
It got that hot.
Did you see that show on HBO, Chernobyl? Did you see it?
I've seen a couple of different ones.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy. Chernobyl's still just
definitely need to look into it more. Yeah,
because it's
such a story. Yeah.
All right, man. Wow.
But that happened on this day. And I remember it very well. I mean, it's right in my, you know, middle school days.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Boomer.
Thank you for that.
Boomer. I take back the dapper thing. Hold on, I'm marking that out.
Going on the clearance rack. I love it.
Stardom Stat brought to you by St. Augie's Pizza at downtown St. Augustine. Go get yourself a great slice or 17 today. You will not regret it. Well, your stomach may regret it after like 17. I mean, that's a lot, but save a bunch for later. St. Augie's Pizza right in between Riberia and ML King. Check them out today. Plugs, guys. What you got going on?
Hey, just have a great day.
Okay, Davey, what you got?
All right, Sweatfest this Friday, 5:30 p.m. at Funky Town Fitness, 90-minute spin challenge. I've got a few bikes left, so let me know.
All right, good deal, Blake. What you got going?
Flagler baseball game today, tonight at 6. I'll be PAing.
That's right.
Good cool. Deal.
Thank you, sir. You guys check back with us at 3:00. We'll have a special guest we're going to be talking to then. Download the 904 Now app and have a great day.
Bye bye.